Scripture reading is in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 9 to 21.
現在是讀經的時間, 我們今天讀的經文是羅馬書的第12章9到21節。
We'll be reading responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我們會以響應的形式讀出, 先是英文,後是中文。
Romans 12. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too hard to enjoy the company. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Let us read last verse together. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good.
羅馬書第12章9到21節 愛人不可虛假, 惡要厭惡, 親, 善要親近。 殷勤不可懶惰, 要心裡火熱, 常常服侍主。 聖徒缺乏要幫補, 客要一味地款待。 與喜樂的人要同樂, 與哀哭的人要同哭。 不要以惡報惡, 眾人以為美的事要留心去做。 親愛的弟兄, 不要自己申冤, 寧可讓步, 聽憑主怒。 因為經常記着, 主說, 申冤在我, 我必報應。 讓我們一起來讀21節。 你不可為惡所勝, 反要以善勝惡。
May God bless the hearers and readers of His word.
願神祝福聽到和讀的人。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang is Gospel Community Relationships.
今天的講道是由程祥樂牧師為我們主講的,在福音裡相愛相交。
Let's pray.
我們一起祈禱。
Oh Lord, we are grateful for our moms, and we do pray that we would honor them today.
天父，我們為我們的母親去感謝，我們今天都去尊榮她。
Lord, your word is instructive for us.
天父，你給我們的話語是給我們有教導。
It feeds us, and by your spirit, it enables us to live life as you call us to.
你藉著聖靈將話語喂養我們，以致你讓我們去過一個你呼召我們要過的生活。
And so grant us the humility to submit ourselves under your authority.
所以俾我哋有谦卑，我哋服喺你嘅主权之下。
Feed us now, and we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
求主你现在就喂养我哋，奉耶稣基督嘅名义求，阿门。
Well, if you've been attending Sunday school, you'll know that we've been looking at gospel community relationships.
咁如果你有一路都有去参加我哋嘅主日学嘅时候咧，我哋一路都睇紧喺做一个福音社群嘅关系。
We've been looking at material from Redeemer Presbyterian Church in Manhattan, and they have been spelling out how to relate to each other as Christians.
我哋用嘅资料都系嚟自曼哈顿嘅旧主堂，咁都俾我哋睇咗就系话喺我哋作为基督徒，我哋点样同人去建立关系。
And there are at least three things in Romans 12, the text that you just read, that tell us what it means to have a family relationship with all Christians.
我哋刚刚睇过嘅罗马书十二章俾我哋睇咗就话我哋同其他嘅基督徒点样有一个好似家庭一样嘅关系。
Christians are people who have experienced the saving grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
基督徒系藉住耶稣基督，我哋得到救恩。
And as you'll see on slide 2 before you, there are three marks of Christian family relationships between brothers and sisters of the faith.
咁喺基督徒嘅关系里边，作为弟兄姊妹关系，有三种嘅家庭嘅特征。
First,Just like your own biological family, you don't choose, you don't select the people in the family of God.
第一就话好似血肉嘅家人一样，你唔能够去选择喺神家里边你同边一个嘅关系。
The second mark is a lot of matters are shared, not kept private.
第二就话好多嘢我哋要一齐分享，而唔系收埋喺自己系私人嘅。
And the third mark is safely hiding your blemishes in character is not an acceptable Christian practice.
第三就系话去收埋你自己性格上嘅瑕疵吓，唔系一个正确嘅做法。
You see, those marks tell you that you're to help each other to grow in the life of faith.
呢三样嘢都俾我哋睇到，我哋要去。大家在 信心的生活上彼此帮助。
If you notice it, again, I can't read Chinese, so I don't know how Chinese language focuses on imperatives, but it's an imperative. Romans 12 is an imperative.
罗马书十二章讲的讲法那个名好像一个命令式一样。
You're to mold and shape one another, to help each other, be like the Christ.
我哋要彼此去磨造，彼此去帮助，去更加像耶稣基督。
Now there are several key words here that help us as you look at the text.
咁睇经文里边有几个嘅重要嘅字眼系能够帮助我哋。
If I know we read through the New Living Translation, which is a good translation but a simpler English.
咁我哋刚刚英文用嘅系一个国际新译本，一个简单嘅译本。
That initial word love.Is in the NIV, New International Version, brotherly love, verse 10.
咁头先睇过第一节嘅经文，嗰节嘅经文第十节，佢话系一个爱弟兄之间嘅爱。
And as you've heard many, if you've been a Christian a long time, you've heard many sermons on brotherly love. Philadelphia, Philadelphia is Koine Greek for brotherly love.
咁呢个英文里边爱嗰个字，佢原本嘅翻译叫 Philadelphia， 就系一个弟兄嘅爱。
But it's that descriptive phrase in verse 10 that's the key here.
咁第十节呢个经文系一个好似一个描述嘅字眼。
If you don't mind, if you could shine up, thank you, Victoria back there, thank you. If you could shine up verse 10 again with genuine affection, that's the phrase.
咁第十節嘅中文翻出嚟係愛弟兄要彼此親熱，係一個英文裏邊嗰個字眼就係一個真摯嘅一個愛。
In the NIV, it's translated be devoted to one another，
係彼此去委身。
That's the key word. That's the key phrase. Family love，
呢個家庭嘅愛。
It's actually the word philostorge in Greek，
喺希臘文叫 storge 呢個字。
Storge, it's bondedness, it's affection.
是翻出来就是一个结合一个亲密的关系。
Do you know what God is saying to you?
神对你讲紧乜嘢咧？
He's saying you should experience family bonding with Christian brothers and sisters of the faith.
佢话你同弟兄姊妹之间嘅关系系应该有一个契合。
And if you don't, you don't understand the gospel.
如果唔系你咁样做嘅时候，你好似系唔认识呢、这个唔明白呢个福音一样。
And so see in slide 3, storge, that key word, which again means in the new, translated in the New Living Translation, genuine affection, storge is different than any of the terms of love in the Bible.
Storge 这个字和其他圣经里面所讲爱的字是不同的。
It's used of the love of a mother. The mother for her baby.
这个就好像形容一个母亲对她的婴孩的爱。
That's a natural. That's a bonded, automatic love.
一个自然很自动的和个婴孩有一个爱一个契合。
You see, that's what storge means.
Storge 这个字就是这样的意思。
And Paul, the apostle, uses that word. God, again, we believe the Bible is the inspired word of God. God inspired Paul to write storge.
神去默示保罗去用 storge 这个字去写。
Storge, as you see in slide 4, is not discriminating.
这个字不是要 去将其他的东西去分辨。
For instance,in contrast, friends and lovers, right? We say, at least in Western culture, you're made for each other.
咁啊，喺西方嘅有啲嘅讲法就话，朋友或者系爱人之间，佢话佢哋系为彼此而生。
That's another kind of love. But in contrast, the special glory of storge, it unites those who most emphatically or comically are these not so-called compatible.
但用 storge 这个字形容到的就是说好像将两种人或者两个人他们外表看来好像不是很夹的他们将他们摆在一起。
Do you see what storge means?
你看不看到这个字的意思呢
?Storge exists between people who, if they have not found themselves in the same household or the same community, they would have nothing to do with each other.
好像说如果这两个人不是摆在一个同一个社群或者同一个家庭里面的时候他们其实永远都不会跟彼此有什么关系。
See, what the Apostle Paul is trying to say to us is, think about brothers and sisters with a bonded affection.
保罗叫我们去想下弟兄姊妹之间有一个爱的一个联系。
And frankly, you never choose a person like your sibling to be your friend, right?
就好像你不会去选你的亲生的弟兄兄弟姊妹一样，你都不能够去选你的兄弟。
But that bonded love, storge, that family love exists between people who, if they had not found themselves in the same household or in the same community, would have nothing to do with each other.
Storge 这个字就是形容到那些，如果你两个人不是同一个家庭、同一个社群的时候，他们彼此之间不会有任何的关系。
You don't have a choice.
你没得选。
You're thrown in. You're thrown into the family, right?
你没得选你将你和其他人你的家人去摆被摆在一起。
You know, I have a background in business with merchant marine vessels, and there's a crew, there's officers, for, first class, second class, third class, captain of a ship, right? You're all lumped together, you have no choice, you're out there in sea with all a bunch of those people.
我以前的工作呢跟这个航运有关，在这个船上面有不同的职位，有船长、大副、二副，其他的不同的岗位的人，他们和其他的人就是被摆在一只船里面，他们没得选。
Or it's the same as if you have a relative, a friend, who's in the military. You have a platoon. You're together. It's not by choice.
又或者你好像认识有人在这个军队里面服役一样，那他们和其他的士兵去摆在一起，他们没得选是跟谁一起。
Storge love.That's that deep sense of connection, that bondedness is there where people who are just given to you collectively in a community.
Storge, 这种爱就是你和其他人是被摆在一起，在一个社群社区里面，你没得选，你和他们是有一个爱的关系。
There's that connection, yet you didn't choose one another.
这个的关系不是你去选的。
And you sense that bond because there's this commonality.
你有这个联系，因为你们当中有一个共通点。
You both know the Christ.
你们大家都认识耶稣基督。
And you begin to see things that you never would have seen otherwise because of that.
因为这样你开始看到一些你以前不会看到的东西。
you never would have chosen those people to be near. You're just together, and you have that bond because of Christ.
如果唔係有耶穌基督俾你哋嘅一個關係，你從呢啲人咧，你唔會同佢哋有任何嘅聯繫。
And the Apostle Paul implores you to take that seriously. He uses an imperative to practice that with Christians.
保罗用一个劝勉嘅方法，一个激励我哋要去喺呢个关系里边系咁样实行。
See, the truth of the matter is, God's your father.
事实上，神系我哋嘅父。
You're called to love one another.
神呼召我哋彼此相爱。
And that's possible through God's grace.
我哋系只可以藉住神嘅恩典先至可以咁样做。
And so that's one of the marks of real Christianity.
这个就是真正的基督教的一个特征。
You see, it didn't matter if you're rich or poor.
无论你是富有或者贫穷都好。
It didn't matter if you're type A or type B in personality.
无论你的性格是怎样的都好。
Doesn't matter your temperament.
无论你的性情是怎样都没问题。
If you're a Christian, you belong to God the Father and each other in the same household.
如果你是基督徒的时候，你就是属于神和属于神家里面的人。
Because you're going home together to the Father's place, to the Father's mansion.
因为你会一起去翻去神嘅家里边。
And you know it. You know it.
你知道嘅。
Some brothers and sisters are very difficult.
好在有啲弟兄姊妹系好难相处。
And some try your patience.
有啲甚至乎系去试你嘅耐性。
In fact, some are unworthy.Unworthy of your love, unworthy of your kindness, unworthy of your sacrifice.
甚至乎有啲系唔值得你去花时间去有牺牲，或者系唔值得你对佢哋嘅怜悯恩慈。
But that doesn't matter, because God's your Father. He calls you to be together.
但系唔紧要啊，因为神系你嘅父神，佢呼召你哋系一齐。
And that is what God through the Apostle Paul is saying concerning how.To relate to Christians.
这个就是保罗讲到我们要跟其他的基督徒有怎样的关系。
And so by way of segue, it's obvious, right? If the Christians around you are brothers and sisters of the faith, then it's your business how they live.
如果你周围基督徒是你的弟兄姊妹的时候，那他们怎样过他们的生活呢，就关你的事了。
You have the right to say,Who are you spending time with?
你有权去讲俾佢听，佢哋应该同咩人一齐
？What activities are you into?
你嘅平时嘅做嘅嘢系啲乜嘢咧
？Who are you seriously dating?
你同边一个系拍紧拖咧
？How are you spending your money and living your life?
你点样过你嘅生活？点样用你嘅钱咧
？Of course, there has to be a certain amount of privacy, even within a nuclear biological family, right?
冇错，甚至乎系一个正常的家庭当中的成员都要有一些私隐。
But there's a limit to that privacy in a family.
但在这个家庭里面，这个私隐是有一个限度。
And what does verse 9 say?
第九节讲什么呢
Victor, if you could turn up verse 9 for us again. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good.
他说恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
Why is that being said or commanded in the midst of a list of things concerning relationships and community.
为什么这句说话在一系列讲到话同人的关系或者社群的关系里面突然间摆这句说话在这里呢
Well, the obvious answer is Christians are supposed to be holding each other accountable for the truth lived out in their lives.
答案就是说基督徒要彼此去负责要藉着这个真理要向彼此去负责怎样过他们的生活。
It's just like the parent with the wayward child. You know, if it's not loving not to correct them.
就好似一个父母对佢个孩子，佢做咗啲不当嘅嘢，如果佢唔去纠正佢嘅错误嘅时候，呢个系唔系爱嘅。
You don't love somebody by letting them just live the way they want and do something wrong, right?
如果你有得你所爱嘅人，佢有得佢做任何嘅嘢，甚至乎做错嘅嘢。其实你不是爱他们。
And we're going to get to that in another sermon next time on Galatians 5 and 6.
咁下次嘅讲到我哋会讲到呢一点。
But to have brothers and sisters means they have a claim on you. on every aspect of your living.
有弟兄姊妹就是说他们对你的生命是有话事权的。
And right in the middle of all this talk about community, you have this very interesting exhortation in verse 11. Did you notice that?
在这些这么多的讲到基督徒的社群里面，第十一节是加插在当中，很特别。
And if you don't mind, if you shine up verse 11 again, don't be lacking, this is in the NIV, again, but New Living Translation is similar. Don't be lacking in zeal. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer.
他说殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Now notice that they appear. Right? They appear in the context of talking about community.
咁要留意呢句说话系喺一段嘅经文讲到基督徒嘅社群嘅当中。
Now you might think if they appeared somewhere else, it might be talking about, oh, in general, spiritual fervor in general, right?
如果呢段经文喺圣经嘅其他地方出现嘅时候，你会可能会谂到话，你嘅圣灵、你嘅灵命咧要去火热。
God, through the Apostle Paul, puts it right smack in the middle of imperatives on brotherly love and sharing with God's people.
但神呢叫保罗将这句说话呢是摆在一系列的劝勉经文里面，叫弟兄姊妹之间要去彼此去关顾。
What this means is, if you take seriously what the Bible says, if you believe it's God's word about your relationships with brothers and sisters,You'll find yourself relatively exhausted because of these relationships.
因为如果你好似圣经所讲，对于你同弟兄姊妹嘅关系系认真嘅时候，好多时你会觉得你好疲倦，因为你要做呢啲嘅嘢。
That's why my profession is burnout. And by the way, I think I have burnout.
咁所以我觉得好疲倦，喺我嘅呢个岗位里边系好疲倦。
Because it's exhausting.
因为好嘥好多嘅精力。
Look at verse 15 again.Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep.
第十五节话要与喜乐嘅人同乐，与哀哭嘅人同哭。
And that's actually saying there has to be an involvement. There has to be an emotional connection, an emotional identity, so deep that it affects you.
佢讲紧就系话你喺你嘅情感里边，你一定要投入，你要有呢个关系系会影响到你嘅。
Right, the person's rejoicing affects you. The person's weeping affects you. The person's struggle affects you.
如果嗰人喜乐会影响你，如果嗰个人哀哭又会影响到你。
And do you know why it affects you?
点解会影响到你呢？
We talked a little bit about this in Sunday school. Did you know rejoicing is actually harder? Rejoicing with someone is harder than weeping with someone.
我哋喺主日学里边去提过啦，就系话与喜乐嘅人同乐。其实比起与哀哭的人同哭是更加困难。
Let me illustrate that. You know, they're just like others, there are Christians that excel in their profession.
好似其他行业一样，基督徒有啲基督徒在他的工作的岗位或者他的事业上面是更加突出。
They might be very renowned in music or art, entertainment, academia, industry.
无论在任何一个行业，无论是音乐啊、艺术啊、娱乐啊，或者是学术上面，可能这些基督徒都有成就。
And they've excelled in their profession to the point that they're well known. They've gained some wealth from it.
他们会很出名，甚至乎是很多的财富，因住这样。
Now suppose they were in your area of expertise, your area of work.
如果例如他同埋你是同一个行业的时候。
And you work just as hard.
你嘅投入嘅努力可能同佢哋一样咁多。
But you're not recognized. You didn't have the circumstances where you got excelled and became well known.
但可能你冇佢哋咁出名，有咁大嘅成就，冇得到咁多嘅认同。
You see, then it's hard. It's hard to rejoice over people who have successes, who have circumstances, achievements, and that's in the same field as yours, and you don't have it.
咁咧，你就会好难去同呢啲嘅基督徒一齐去同乐，因为佢哋同你一样嘅处境，但系佢哋嘅成就咧比你更加多。
And therefore, it's much harder for you to truly rejoice with those who rejoice.
咁就好难去同喜乐嘅人去同乐。
That's real love. Did you know that?
这个就是真的爱。
That's identifying yourself with the success of that person. You are overjoyed because they are successful.
你因着他们的成就, 你要跟他们一起起落, 这个就是一个身份的认同。
Well, can you want to, as the text has tons of stuff, to have Christian brothers and sisters is not safe.
还有另一点就是说, 有基督徒的弟兄姊妹, 这个是不安全。
You know, your heart can be broken.
你的心可能会去破碎。
Because most of your concerns aren't private.
因为你很多要担心的事都是很私人。
Again, brothers and sisters of faith have a claim on your life.
基督徒的弟兄姊妹对你的生命是有话语权。
And to have brothers and sisters in faith means they're giving to you and you sense that bond and you're giving to them.
有基督徒的弟兄姊妹就说他将你和你是有这个紧密的联系，然后你将你自己也都给过他们。
And you find that family bond whether you like that kind of person or not.
无论你喜欢那个人也好，但是你和他就是有这个联系。
Right, that's family. That's the family nature of things, right?
这个就是一个家庭的本质，就是这样。
And that should happen in churches.
这个也应该在教会里面发生。
See, there's something else that the text tells us which really deserves a series of sermons to cover, but again, I'm trying to cram it all into one or two.
这段经文其实要花很多时间再去在其他的讲道里面去解释。
You see, the first half of the text, Romans 12, 9 to 21, is mainly talking about relationships between Christians inside, right? Inside family relationships.
后半段的经文其实讲到在基督徒之间入面的关系。
But did you notice there's a transition right in the middle there? The last part of the text is talking mainly about how you relate to people who are your opponents.
然后后半段就是讲到你和你的敌对你的人的关系要怎样。
In other words, how do you relate to people that are your enemies, that are outside of outside the faith?
就是说和未信的人或者你的敌人是应该要怎样建立关系。
Like in particular those who persecute Christians.
甚至乎是一些是逼迫基督徒的人。
And this is crucial to understanding this type of sorge love.
我们很需要明白这一点。
Because again, it displays the uniqueness of Christianity, the uniqueness of knowing the Christ.
因为是表现到基督徒在 基督里面是一个怎样特别的人。
Because as you're well aware, there are many, many other communities in the world that have close bonds.
你知道在世界上有很多很多不同的社群，他们在社群的里面，他们都有特别的联系和紧密的接触。
And those groups who share those certain values that they have, they consider each other brothers and sisters too.
这些社群里面，他们有彼此分享着相同的价值观的时候，他们都彼此去认为他们是兄弟姊妹。
But the reason why Paul transitions here is because there's something unique about Christianity. They even love their enemies.
但是保罗在这里讲到就说，基督徒有些不同，基督教有不同，因为他们爱他们的敌人。
And I need to emphasize that today in 2023, especially because you live in New York City.
我们今天2023年会在纽约市里面，我们特别要去郑重地去强调这一点。
Because wherever you turn, there are people in New York City.
那你在纽约里面，无论你去哪里都会遇到人。
And as you strike up conversations with your community people, you'll realize we have a very, very pluralistic society.
那你跟这些人对话的时候，你就会意识到我们活在一个多元的社会里面。
That means there are many belief systems out there.
就是说当中有不同的信仰的系统。
And it used to be that almost everybody, back way back, in particular societies, they believed in one thing back then.
如果很久很久以前，如果在一个社群里面，他们通常都是相信同一个系统。
Right, if you wind the clock back several centuries, you'll realize that everybody in Italy was probably Catholic.
咁喺幾個世紀以前，如果你去到意大利，咁差唔多所有人都係天主教徒。
Or if you turn to India, most likely everyone was Hindu.
咁去到印度，咁好多人，大部分人都會係印度教。
If you go to Asia, other countries there, you think everybody was Buddhist.
咁去到亞洲嘅時候，你話好多人，差唔多所有人都係佛教啦。
But now, in 2023, you have all these mega cities where tons and tons and tons of people groups gather within the city limits.
咁如果今日2023年呢啲大嘅城市，好多唔同嘅人去住埋一齊。
And they all bring their belief systems to the city.
咁佢哋將佢哋唔同嘅信仰都帶到呢個城市裏邊。
And cities have all kinds of communities now, and so how are we going to get along with each other?
咁呢個城市有唔同嘅信仰啦，咁呢啲人點樣係彼此係活喺呢個城市裏邊咧？
Well, one answer that the world promotes, which is by the way, is a naive answer and not a good one.Is get rid of the exclusive views. Get rid of them.
咁而家呢個世界裏邊，佢哋所推舉嘅就係話咧，你將你嘅信仰嘅排他性將佢攞走。
That's what the world promotes.
呢個世界就係講緊。
Every day out there.
喺每一日，我哋都見到呢啲咁嘅情況。
Just get rid of all the exclusive views of truth.
就係話你將呢個真理所講嘅呢個排他性將佢攞走先。
Or to simply put it.Don't say you have the truth.
佢哋就係講緊，就係話你唔好講俾我哋聽，你有嗰個真理。
And that's being promoted by the secular world.
而家呢個俗世嘅社會就係咁樣講。
And that leads to demonizing the people who say they have the truth about life.
然後佢哋指住嗰啲認為佢哋有真理嘅人，話佢哋係魔鬼咁樣。
And if you happen to notice, if you've been doing your duty as a Christian, telling people about the faith, you'll realize people push back today on Christianity.
咁如果你同其他未信嘅人去有个对话嘅时候，佢哋都好抗拒基督教。
They say, "How dare you say Jesus is the Son of God and the Bible is the truth? You're too exclusive."
佢话你话。佢指責你話：你點可以話耶穌基督係神嘅兒子？你點可以話聖經係呢個真理咧？你太過係唔包容啦。
You Christians say the only people who believe in the Bible is the truth. They can be members, and nobody else can.
基督徒話，即係佢哋話啊，基督徒話淨係佢哋先至知道呢個係真理，佢哋係唔啱嘅。
And so they accuse Christians of being exclusive.
佢哋就話基督徒唔包容啦。
Why can't you just let everybody in?Whatever they believe, right? Just anybody be a member.
佢話：點解你唔可以讓其他信任何嘅嘢嘅人都加入你嘅教會裏邊做你嘅會友咧
？Wouldn't that be better? You just open the door. Everybody's included. Everybody's a member.
咁你打開個門，大家都入嚟，咩人都可以入嚟，唔係幾好咩
？And the world says that would make society better.
佢哋話：咁樣呢個社會就會好啲啦。
That's part of the freedom movement in the Western world.
咁呢個就係呢個西方社會呢個自由主義嘅運動。
Right, no absolute truths. If you promote absolute truths, you're the problem.
佢話冇絕對嘅真理。如果你推舉有絕對嘅真理嘅時候咧，你就係製造問題。
That's being too naive.
但係呢個講法太天真。
Because when you say no one can have the truth on what life is about, that is promoting an exclusive viewpoint.
因为如果你话冇一个人对于生命有一个绝对嘅真理嘅时候，其实你自己呢个讲法已经系排除咗其他嘅睇法。
That in and of itself is exclusive.
你自己讲嘅呢句说话已经系排除咗其他人，唔包容啦。
Because what is that secular worldview saying? They are really excluding people too. Because if you don't accept that viewpoint, you're exclusive.
因为他所讲的就是说，如果你不接受他们那套的时候呢，其实他们就排除了你自己的看法。
What the church today is being told, don't say you have the truth.
所有的人就是对教会现在这样讲法，就是说你没有这个真理。
Right, Christianity says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father says Jesus, except through me.
基督徒话耶稣基督系呢个道路、真理、生命。如果唔系藉住耶稣基督嘅时候，冇人可以去到父神嗰度。
That's what Christianity says, right?
基督教就系讲呢样嘢。
But this idea that all communities ought to be exclusive is actually pretty silly.
咁呢啲外界属世嘅人，佢话基督徒冇呢个真理，其实呢个系一个天真嘅睇法。
Because how can you be a community, right?You have to have similar values to bond together, right? You have to.
我哋系要有一个社群，我哋喺社群里边系彼此联系联结。
Just think about it. Look at the people who are members of the National Rifle Association.
譬如你睇下呢个美国嘅呢个枪会。
Right, it would be stupid for someone to join the National Rifle Association if they don't believe that combating the gun control laws is a constitutional right.
咁如果一個人唔相信呢個人有呢個憲法嘅權利去持有槍械嘅時候，然後加入呢個槍會，咁呢個好蠢。
Right, if you didn't believe that helps society by being a member of the National Rifle Association, you're not going to be a member, right?
因為如果你唔相信有呢樣嘢嘅時候咧，你冇可能會成為嗰個會員。
Do you see how silly it is to say that all communities ought to be inclusive?
所以對於話你要所有嘅社群都要完全嘅去包容其他人，呢個係一個蠢嘅睇法。
Suppose you love birds and you're a member of the Audubon Society. Are you going to welcome the hunters who shoot down birds all the time?
咁如果你係喜愛去觀鳥，又屬於你觀鳥會嘅時候，你會唔會去歡迎一個喜歡射雀嘅獵人參加咧？
How about if you're a member of Greenpeace, right? If you're an environmentalist and you're promoting the elimination of drilling off the Alaskan tundra.
咁如果你係一個綠色和平嘅人，咁你去加入呢、這個你要反對去阿拉斯加去鑽油嘅時候
，Are you going to welcome the stockholders of Exxon Mobil who are drilling off the shores of Louisiana？
咁你會唔會去歡迎一個埃索石油嘅成員去加入你個會呢？因為佢喺度鑽緊油咯。
We're not a community anymore if everybody can believe anything, right？
如果一个社群里面是包含了相信任何的东西的人在当中的时候，这个不是一个社群。
So if you say, oh, what the world needs is people with less exclusive truths, that is an exclusive truth.
如果这个世界说这个世界需要是多一点包容其他人的时候，这个想法已经是一个不包容的看法。
But here's what you and I really need in a community.
今日你同我喺呢个社群里边系需要一样嘢。
It's not a community that doesn't believe in exclusive truths and bondedness and boundaries。
唔系话要去相信一啲排他性嘅真理而去联系起嚟。
What you and I and everyone else out there wants is a community whose beliefs lead them not to demonize the opposition。
我哋需要嘅就系话，我哋要喺一个社群里边唔会去。睇其他嘅社群係邪惡嘅。
We all want to be loved. We all want to be respected, right?
我哋都想被愛，我哋想被人尊重。
Nobody wants to be slighted.
冇人想被其他人去排除。
And so, the Apostle Paul rightly says, "Bless those who curse you, bless and curse not."
所以保罗话：只要祝福，不可咒诅。
Paul doesn't just say don't revenge.
保罗唔系净系话唔好报复。
What does Paul say? He does say don't hurt them, but he doesn't just say that, right? He says to bless them.
保罗唔单止话唔好伤害佢哋，佢话你仲要祝福佢哋。
You love them.
你要爱佢哋。
Even those who hurt you.
甚至乎嗰啲伤害你嘅人。
Paul says, if you understand that fundamental of the gospel, you will be a blessing and not a curse.
保罗话，如果你明白到这个福音的基本原则的时候，你就会祝福他们，你不会咒诅他们。
You will be enabled to love and respect and never disdain or demonize the people you don't agree with.
你会爱他们，你尊重他们，你不会再鄙视他们，或者觉得他们是坏人。
And that means you're actively doing loving things.Even to those who are against you,
你甚至乎会去对嗰啲系 对你敌挡的人，你会是向他们去显示你的爱。
And if you believe your enemies need judgment, you leave it to God. That's what verse 19 says, right?
如果你相信你认为你的敌人是需要受到审判的时候，你要将这个审判是交给神去做。第十九节是这样说。
If you believe they need great conviction for their sins and need to see their errors of their ways and to need to have those burning coals put on their heads to wake them up,
如果你相信他们需要看到他们的错误，他们要知罪的时候，就好像这个炭火堆在他们的头上一样。
You do so through loving behavior.
你要藉着这个爱的行径去给他们看到。
You convict them of their sinfulness by doing good to them.
你要向他们行善，以致他们能够去看到他们的错误，知罪。
I've said this before in other sermons, that image of the coals on the head, that's how they transported coals.Hot coals from one fire to another because it was hard to start a fire back then.
咁我哋以前都讲过话，将炭火堆喺头上嘅意思吓，因为佢哋将以前要将一啲煤炭由一个地方去搬去另一个地方。
And so you were loving your neighbor when the woman would put the coals in this jug, in this plaster jug on their heads.And transport the coals so that you could start the fire, which you had trouble starting.
咁佢可能一个家庭会将一啲嘅炭火系摆喺一个壶里边咧，然后将呢个壶咧就带去另一个家庭，帮助佢哋去生火。
That's showing love, even if that person was your opponent.
呢个就系俾一个甚至乎一个敌党嘅人俾你睇到你点样关爱佢哋。
So what makes Christian community unique is not just the family nature between those inside, but the absolute love and respect of the people outside as well.
所以一个基督徒的社群里面，不单只要有当中的一个紧密的联系，并且同外面的人也都有一个爱同埋尊敬。
And so what are we to do? Just try harder? Go out there and try harder?
咁我哋点样做咧？我咪出去再努力啲去尝试咧？
How are you going to get the fortitude, the strength, the supernatural power to do that?
你怎样能够有一个超自然的能力可以做到这一点呢？
Well, first you need to look at what the scripture says about the failure of the family.
首先你要看到这个圣经里面所讲的，就是说家庭里面怎样失败。
You know, if you look back through the scriptures, story after story after story,It's all about failure of the family.
如果你睇翻圣经嘅时候，一个又一个故事俾我哋睇到家庭里边点样失败。
There's an inconsistency in the love.
喺爱里边佢哋唔衔接。
Just take the first book of the 66 books in the Bible. Just take the first book, Genesis, story after story, the story of failure in the family.
圣经里面有66卷书，我们只是单单看头一卷创世纪的时候，我们看到一个又一个的故事，看到家庭里面怎样失败。
Cain kills his brother Abel.
该隐杀死他的兄弟亚伯。
Ishmael struggles with his brother Isaac.
以实玛利和他的兄弟Isaac 他有争斗。
Rachel struggles with Leah, sister against Sister,
拉结和他姊妹利亚又有争斗。
Esau wants to kill Jacob.
以扫想杀死雅各。
Jacob has to run for his life.
雅各要逃避。
And so does Joseph. He has to run for his life as he's sold into slavery by his brothers.
约瑟被他兄弟卖到成为奴隶。
All of that in just the first book of the Bible.
这些咁嘅故事，净系单单喺圣经里边第一卷就已经睇到。
And then you turn the pages to the history of Israel, and you find David.
然后我哋睇下以色列人嘅历史，我哋睇到大卫。
Where's the idea of sorge, bonded family love?
呢个所谓 sorge 呢个家庭一个紧密嘅联系嘅爱，喺边度可以睇得到咧
？David is driven in the wilderness by his son Absalom.
大卫俾佢嘅仔亚沙龙去赶到一个旷野嘅里边。
Absalom's trying to kill his father David.
暗恋想杀死佢嘅父亲大卫。
Here's Ammon, the son of David, raping Tamar, his half sister. Here's Abimelech in Judges 9 killing all his brothers so he could be the king.
史詩記第9章, 阿比米勒他殺死所有的兄弟,
and then you turn to the New Testament, Mary and Martha, Martha rebuking Mary.
而去新約聖經裡面我們看到馬大瑪利亞的故事,
and then you hear Jesus' greatest parable, the parable of the prodigal son.
而我們看到耶穌基督的一個故事,講到一個浪子的故事。
You see, Jesus is telling that great story. And what's in that great story? The elder brother absolutely hates the guts of his younger brother.
浪子的故事講什麼呢? 就是這個大哥很憎恨他的弟弟。
Over and over and over again, the Bible spells it out for you, the failure of the family.
一次又一次的聖經俾我哋睇到家庭嘅裏面嘅失敗。
We don't want that.
我哋唔想有啲咁嘅嘢。
We want the healing of the family. We want unconditional, intimate relationships bonding together.
我哋想家庭裏面有復和、有修補、有無條件嘅愛同埋聯繫。
Even in the stories of reconciliation, Jacob and Esau are reconciled, right? Joseph and his brothers finally reconciled after enormous pain, enormous suffering, years and years of suffering.
總之在這些故事裏面當中有復和,譬如雅各和以掃,約瑟和兄弟他們有復和,但是有很多很多年的受苦。
And in the wisdom literature of Proverbs 18, it actually says an offended brother is harder to win back than a strong city.
箴言18章裡面講到,弟兄結怨,勸他和好,比取堅固城重要難。
And then Jesus, in Mark 3, of course his family's concerned of his well-being. He started his 3.5 years of miraculous ministry, right? And there's going to be a lot of suffering.
耶穌基督在馬可福音第3章,我們看到他出來傳道的時候,他也有受苦。
And his mom and his health brothers are talking to him, wants to talk to him, and they want to convince him, you know, Jesus, you better take it easy. You know, you're going to hurt yourself. You got to take care of yourself.
我們看到當中描述到耶穌基督的兄弟和瑪利亞, 去勸他你要自己小心啲。
And then Jesus gets up and says, whoever does God's will, this is Mark 3:35 on slide 5, whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.
耶穌在馬可福音3章35節,他說, 凡遵行神旨意的人,就是我的弟兄姐妹和母親了。
Do you hear what Jesus is saying?
你聽到耶穌想說什麼呢?
Even his blood family is not enough.
他說,縱使你有一個血肉的家庭,但是這個都是不足夠。
It can't uphold him to do the Father's will. Cannot.
他們不能夠去阻止他們去行神的旨意。
Even your biological family, though you should love, is inadequate.
縱使你有這個血肉的家庭,但是都是不足夠。
Because we need unconditional, intimate relationships.
因為我們需要一個無條件的親密的關係。
You know, when Abel was slain by Cain, and this also occurs with other murders in the Bible, his blood is spilt on the ground.
當亞伯被該隱殺死的時候,他的血是灑在這個地上。
And God comes to Cain and says, the blood of your brother Abel cries out to me from the ground.
神去向該隱話,神聽到亞伯的血在地上呼喊。
Yeah, that's actually a metaphor in the Bible.
這個好像其他的比喻一樣。
And that metaphor of the innocent blood spilled on the ground cries out for what? It cries out for condemnation of the people who spilt the blood.
這個就是一個比喻,就是說, 這些無辜人的血在地上去呼喊,他們呼喊什麼呢? 就是說要譴責那些流血的人。
It's a metaphor for the blood of the innocent crying out for justice, for vengeance.
就是无辜的人要要求要有公义，要有报仇。
And that's what happens to Cain. He's driven out into exile.
所以该人就是被赶出去，被放逐。
And in Hebrews 12, the author of Hebrews in the New Testament refers to the blood of Cain.
我们又去看到希伯来书十二章这个作者呢去讲到该人的血。
And it says in Hebrews 12 that you have come through the gospel of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant.
他说来到就是在耶稣基督的福音里面，他是新约的中保。
And here's the key phrase. There's a newer relationship of God and to his shed blood that speaks more graciously than the blood of Abel.
他说你在跟神里面有一个更加新的关系，比起亚伯的血所讲的就是更加美丽。
You see, there was someone greater who spilled his blood. Jesus, right?
有一位更加伟大的将他的血去流出来，是耶稣。
And Jesus too came to his own brothers, and they would not have him.
耶稣来到他自己的兄弟当中，这些兄弟都拒绝他。
He was denied and betrayed by all.
耶稣被他们去拒绝和出卖。
Even God the Father turned his face away from God the Son on the cross.
甚至乎当耶稣基督在十字架上面的时候，耶稣的父亲父神也都转念不向他。
You see, Jesus did that to heal families.
耶稣这样做是要去修补家庭的关系。
Because his blood doesn't cry out for vengeance from the ground.
因为他的血不是要在地里面去呼求正义，去要不是要呼求报复。
It cries out for healing, for redemption, for restoration.
救赎、代赎、医治。
All your selfishness, all your pride, God pays with his blood.For it all.
你所有的自义、骄傲，神都用他的血来去偿还了这个债。
And the more you understand that, the more you'll be able to practice storge love.
当你更加明白这一点的时候，你就更加能够去实践这个 storge 这种的爱。
Because Jesus is the true, sweet, ultimate Abel.
因为耶稣基督是这个至终至大的亚伯。
And his blood cries out not for condemnation of us, but for acquittal.
耶稣的血去呼喊，不是要去定罪，而是要去俾我哋得到无罪释放。
Because Jesus' blood spilled out doesn't call for out not for justice, but for grace.
耶稣基督的血去呼喊，不是要去呼喊公义，而是恩典。
So do you want that unconditional intimate love?
你想不想有这种无条件亲密的爱呢？
It's remarkable. It's endlessly patient.
这个 是出人意表，不能够想象。
It's the love of a mother to her baby.
好像一个妈妈对她的婴孩的爱。
The book of Isaiah speaks about God and how he looks at us. And I have it on slide 6. Isaiah 49:15.
以赛亚书四十九章十五节讲到神去点样睇我哋。
Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
佢话妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜恤她所生的儿子？即话有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
You can practice storge love with the gospel.
你可以藉著福音去實踐呢種嘅關係嘅愛。
I'll leave you with final verse, and we'll close. It's on slide 7.
我哋睇最後一節。
Ephesians 5:2.
以弗所書五章二節。
In the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Lord, I know it's hard to digest often many of the things in your Holy Bible.
天父，你嘅圣经里边嘅话语，我哋好多时好难去消化。
And most people here come from a traditional culture that highly values the family.
我哋当中好多嚟自传统嘅文化里边，系好尊重呢个家庭嘅关系。
And that is a good thing, except it can't be an ultimate thing.
呢个系好嘅，但系呢种系唔能够系始终成为永恒嘅嘢。
And Lord, you tell us that it's not enough. The biological family is not enough for us.
我哋嘅血肉嘅家庭嘅关系系对我哋嚟讲系唔足够。
We need one another in the Christian life.
我哋嘅基督徒嘅生活生命里边，我哋都需要彼此弟兄姊妹之间。
We need to help one another grow in the life of faith.
我哋要喺彼此嘅信心嘅生活。成长里边彼此帮助。
We pray that would happen here at Grace Church.
我哋祈祷我哋教会都会咁样做。
It's possible because of the Christ.
因为耶稣基督系呢个系可能嘅。
Strengthen us now as we honor our mothers.
去求主你激励我哋，我哋都去尊荣我哋嘅母亲。
In Jesus' name, we ask that. Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅名而求，阿门。